have a very important question to ask you. Do you believe in yourself? What I mean is, do you believe that you deserve things like a new bicycle or good grades in school or nice parents? Do you think you're special? I hope so, because you are special. You are the only one of you in this whole world. Sometimes people do not feel that they are special or that they deserve things. When a person feels this way, they usually do not believe in themselves. And when you don't believe in yourself, something funny happens. Nobody else believes in you either. No one else will think you're special. That doesn't sound like any fun, does it? Why, it's a lot more fun to be special and have others know we are special too. Sometimes Spokes forgets to believe in himself. You can always tell when this happens because Spokes begins wishing and hoping. You've heard of wishing and hoping before, haven't you? Well, wishing and hoping usually happens when someone doesn't really believe in themselves. When you believe in yourself, you give up wishing and hoping, and you make things happen. You do what it takes. Let's see what Spokes is doing on this beautiful Saturday morning. He's waking up, and he remembers that last night he put his tooth under the pillow. Let's see what Spokes learns about wishing and hoping. Quiet now, I think he's just waking up.
Oh boy, another Saturday. No work, just play. Hey, wait a minute. I put a tooth under my pillow last night for the tooth fairy to find. I know I'm gonna get my wish. I dreamt about it all night. A brand new red bicycle with the shiniest spokes you've ever seen. I know it's gotta be in here somewhere.
Spokes pulled himself out of his drawer and, as usual, fell right on the floor.
Ow!
He looked all around the room for his new bicycle.
Well, let's see. It's not underneath the bed. Hey, wait a minute. There are always a bunch of toys under there. It's not behind the dresser. It's in the bathroom. I know it.
Oh, no. Spokes can't find his new bicycle anywhere.
Hey, what's wrong here? Where's my bicycle? Where could it be? I know it's in here somewhere. I hope for it all night. It's my wish. I've got to get this bicycle.
Spokes has been wishing and hoping for a new bicycle for a long time. Every morning and every night, Tommy and Lisa can hear him saying, I wish I had a bicycle. I wish I had a bicycle. Spokes just wishes and hopes that somehow, some way, someday, somebody will give him a brand new red bicycle. Sometimes Spokes thinks the bicycle will drop out of the sky into his room. That's pretty funny, isn't it? Can you imagine a bicycle dropping out of the sky? Let's see what Spokes is doing now.
Well, if I can't find it now, I suppose I should just try harder. I know what will work. I'll put my lucky hat on. It never fails me. Anytime I have that lucky hat, I always have a lucky day. I know I'll get my bicycle. I'm going to wear my hat wherever I go.
Spokes put on his lucky hat. Do you think his lucky hat will help him find a bicycle? Let's find out.
Oh, gosh. I've been walking around out here for 2 hours, and there's still no bike. I guess my lucky hat really isn't lucky anymore. Well, I know what I can do. I'm going to buy a raffle ticket to see if I can win a bike. I've only got 10 cents in my pocket. I better go do it right now.
Spokes took his dime and bought a raffle ticket. He kept saying over and over again, I wish I had a bike. I wish I had a bike. Do you think Spokes can get a brand new red bicycle just by wishing and hoping for it? Let's see what he's doing next.
Oh, dear. They missed my number by 1 point in that lottery. Someone else got the bike. Well, since I'm outside, maybe I'll be able to find a bicycle. Little boys and girls are always losing their bicycles. I know I can find one. I'm going to walk through the park to see if I can find one right now.
Spokes looked everywhere for his red bicycle. He found beautiful bicycles. Some were shiny red, others were bright blue, and some were brilliant yellow. But these bicycles belonged to other boys and girls. There was no bicycle for Spokes anywhere.
There's only one thing for me to do. I'm going to write Tommy and Lisa a note.
Spokes found a piece of paper and pencil and began writing his note.
Let's see. What will I write? Dear Tommy and Lisa, you are supposed to get Spokes a brand new bicycle with lots of shiny spokes and lots of shiny reflectors, everything. Brand new tires, the works. Signed, the Tooth Fairy.
Spokes thinks he is very clever. He left the note in Lisa's room. He was sure the next day he would have a brand new red bicycle. The very next morning, Spokes woke up very early and crawled out of his drawer and fell flat on the floor.
Ow!
He looked out the window, and do you know what he saw? He saw a bright, new, shiny red bicycle with lots of spokes and a shiny reflector and a neat horn. He was so excited, he jumped up and down screaming and shouting.
Oh, boy, I got my bicycle! I got my bicycle! The Tooth Fairy did answer my wishes! Or maybe Tommy and Lisa answered my letter.
He ran downstairs to the garage. There was the neatest red bicycle he had ever seen. He knew he didn't have to do anything other than wish. Just wish and wish, that's all it takes to get whatever you want, thought Spokes. Just like magic, somebody will give it to you. Spokes jumped on the bicycle and began riding all around the neighborhood.
Oh boy, this is so much fun, riding my brand new red bicycle!
Spokes was riding his bicycle very, very fast.
I love my bike. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride my bike without any hands. I saw Tommy do it.
Oh, no. Spokes is going to do something dangerous. First he takes one hand off his bike, then the other, then...
Oh, no! Hey, wait a minute! There's a tree in front of me! Oh, no! Oh, dear.
Spokes and his new red bicycle ran into the side of the tree. Actually, it was a very small tree. Spokes tumbled to the ground. He was okay, but the front wheel of his brand new bicycle was bent.
Oh, dear. Whatever am I going to do?
Spokes felt awful. There was his brand new red bicycle. The front wheel was bent, and now he couldn't even ride it. He had to carry the bike back home. Spokes thought maybe he should wish for somebody to pick up the bike and carry it home. He tried, but nothing happened. Finally, he just carried his broken bike back home. Tommy saw Spokes with a bicycle and began shouting.
I can't believe you did that, Spokes! Why, who told you what? Who said you could take my new bicycle out of there?
Who said I could take this bicycle out of here? Tommy, this is my bike. I wished for it from the Tooth Fairy.
You're dreaming. I bought this bike with my own money. This isn't your bike. This is my brand new bike. And look at it now. The front wheel is bent and the back tire is flat. Who do you think you are, taking my brand new bike out of the garage? Boy, you're in trouble.
Oh, dear. I thought for sure it was mine. I wished for it.
Wish for it? You don't just wish for something and think it's going to appear. You mean you thought that bicycle outside the garage was there because you wished for it?
Well...
You didn't ask anybody?
I lost my tooth yesterday, and I put it underneath the pillow for the Tooth Fairy.
I can't believe this, Spokes.
Hey, what's happening? Why are you two arguing?
Well, I thought the Tooth Fairy gave me this new bike, and it turned out that Tommy had bought the bike with his own money.
Oh, Spokes, all this time you've been wishing and hoping for your new bicycle, is that right?
That's right. I've been wishing and hoping every day.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of wishing and hoping, but Spokes, you also have to work for what you want.
Yeah, like I did. I worked for that bicycle.
I remember Tommy saving his money to buy his new bicycle. Besides wishing and hoping, Spokes, what did you do to get your new bicycle?
Well, I lost my tooth yesterday, and I put the tooth underneath the pillow for the Tooth Fairy. It's worked every year for me, and I wished for a beautiful new red bike, and I got one. It was in the front of the garage.
That wasn't your bike. That was my bike, and I got it because I earned it. I worked for it.
Don't you believe in the Tooth Fairy, Tommy?
Well, it seems to me that you expect someone else to give you things, like a new bicycle. You expect something for nothing. Did you do anything yourself to get the bike?
Well, I wished and hoped for it every day.
But what did you do to earn the bicycle, Spokes?
Well, I put my tooth underneath the pillow.
And then you wrote a note to Tommy and I asking for a new bicycle. And you signed it from the Tooth Fairy.
Well, I worked hard for that bike, Spokes. You have to do a lot more than just wishing and hoping.
Tommy, what did you do to get the bike?
First of all, I decided that I wanted it. I mean, I really wanted a new bike for a long time. I started to see it in my mind. I could see how much fun I would have riding it and how good it would look at the school.
Okay, so Tommy, the first thing you did was to see the bike in the movies of your mind. You believed you could have it. Right, Tommy?
That's right. I not only believed I could have it, I knew I would have it. I believed I deserved a bike and I knew I would have it.
Well, I wished hard.
Okay, so Tommy, the first thing you did was to see the bike in the movies of your mind. You believed you could have it. Right, Tommy?
That's right. I not only believed I could have it, I knew I would have it. I believed I deserved a bike, and I knew I would have it.
Well, I wished hard.
But that's not enough, Spokes. Well, what did you do next, Tommy?
Well, then I decided to figure out a plan of action to get the bike. I decided to save my money and do some extra paper routes to earn some more money. I knew I would need a lot of money. Every day I put money in my savings bank. I just kept thinking of that red bicycle. Every time I dropped a quarter in my bank, I saw my red bike in my mind.
It seems to me, Tommy, that you put a lot of effort and energy into reaching that goal.
Well, I put a lot of energy and effort behind my goal, too. But you know what the problem might be? The tooth had a cavity in it.
Oh, Spokes, you still don't understand. First, Tommy decided he wanted a bicycle more than anything.
Well, I wanted a bicycle more than everything else, too. Anything else in the whole wide world. I wish for it every day.
Yeah, but Tommy did more than that. Every day, he saw the bicycle in the movies of his mind. He saw what it looked like and how he would feel riding it.
I forgot about the movies of my mind. I forgot that I could close my eyes, put up an imaginary screen, and then see my bicycle.
And Spokes, the movies of your mind worked, because every day I saw more and more details on my bicycle. And the more I saw in the movies of my mind, the closer I was getting to my new bike.
So, I still don't see why Tommy got the bike and I didn't.
Well, listen to Lisa.
Tommy did more. He decided how he was going to get his new bike. He found out how much money he needed, and then he saved his money.
Money? I never had any money. I never have anything, not even a brand new bike that I wish and hope for every day.
Spokes, it sounds to me as if you don't believe in yourself. You don't really believe that you deserve a new bicycle.
Well, I guess I don't believe in myself. Nothing ever works.
Believing in yourself is very, very important. In fact, you have to believe that you deserve something before you can have it. Tommy, do you believe in yourself?
Sure. I believe I deserve things. I believed I deserved that red bicycle. I believed it would make me happy. And in turn, I can make other people happy. It would be faster on delivering papers on my route. I could do errands for Mom and Dad. I could ride to school. I mean, I could do a lot of things with my new bike. I believed I'd get it, and I believed in myself.
Tommy, did you ever think you were not going to get a new bicycle?
No, I never even thought about not getting it. I only knew about having it. I saw the red bicycle in the movies of my mind. I just knew I'd not fail. I knew everything would work, and then I'd get my new bicycle.
What you have just said, Tommy, is very, very important. You never doubted that you would get your new bicycle.
Is that important, Friendly Mirror? Is it important to always believe in yourself and to believe that with work and effort that you can get what you want?
It is very important, Lisa. Never doubt yourself.
Never doubt yourself. I doubt myself all the time. I would wish and hope for my bicycle, then I would give up because I knew I really wouldn't get it. Then I would wish and hope for it again, then I would give up. Oh, dear, I always doubt myself.
Yes, I know, Spokes, because when you only wish and hope for something, you do doubt yourself. You doubt that you can do anything about it, so you wish and hope that someone else will help you. The only person, Spokes, who can help you is you.
Me?
That's right, you. You have to help yourself.
Help yourself? Yeah, now that makes sense to me. You have to be responsible and make things happen.
Yeah, you can't wait for other people to make you feel good or to give you things. You have to help yourself.
I thought I was helping myself. I wish for my bicycle all the time.
And, Spokes, it seems to me that one of the things I hear you say over and over and over again is, I hope and I wish. Is that right?
Well, that sure is true. I hope I get the bike, and I wish about it all night.
Hoping and wishing didn't get the bicycle for you, Spokes, but believing, working, and saving money did get the bicycle for Tommy. Hoping and wishing means that you hope and wish that somebody else is going to do it for you.
Well, maybe the Tooth Fairy is on vacation.
Oh, Spokes, did you put a lot of effort and energy into getting your new bicycle?
Well, I really did put quite a lot of energy into it. I dreamt about it all night, and the next day I walked around and looked for it. I even spent 10 cents on a raffle ticket. I wore my lucky hat. I even wore it to bed, but I never got my new bicycle.
Spokes, did you believe you really deserved a new bicycle?
Well, I was really hoping I would get it.
But deep down, did you believe you deserved it, and that you would have a new red bicycle?
No, I guess not. I never think I deserve anything. I never really believe I can have anything.
That's the difference between you and Tommy's, folks. You didn't believe you deserved a new red bike. Tommy believes in himself. He doesn't doubt himself. Why, Tommy never even thought about not getting a bicycle. He only thought about having a bicycle. Tommy made it happen. He saved his money, saw the bike in the movies of his mind, and never doubted himself.
Yeah, I never really thought about it like that, but I do believe in myself. And my strong belief and desire helped me to get my bike.
Well, that makes it fine for Tommy, but it will never work for me.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it'll work for me either.
Why not, Lisa?
Well, I've been listening very carefully, and I realize that I doubt myself, that I really don't believe in myself.
See, I'm not the only one.
No, folks, you aren't the only one. There are a lot of people who don't believe in themselves. You can find these people everywhere. They just sit around and wish and hope that things were different, but they never do anything about it.
Well, I think that's what I've been doing about becoming a cheerleader. I've just been sitting around every day hoping that I would get it, but I haven't done anything about it.
First, Lisa, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you deserve to be a cheerleader?
Well, I think that's my first problem, Friendly Mirror. I don't think I deserve to become a cheerleader. I don't think I'm good enough.
But Lisa, you are good. I've watched you practice. You can do cartwheels and jumps in the air and everything.
Yeah, but she hasn't practiced in 2 whole weeks. I know, because I heard her say it on the phone to Lynn.
Folks, who asked you to get in this conversation?
Is that true, Lisa? Have you not been practicing lately?
No, I guess not. I never really thought I could be a cheerleader, so I just didn't practice. I just wish that somehow they would just pick me.
So how do you expect to be a cheerleader if you don't practice? Boy, are you silly, Lisa.
Well, how can you expect to get a new bicycle, Spokes, if you don't do something about it?
What am I supposed to do? Practice having a new bicycle, Tommy?
Spokes, in your case, you would have to decide how to earn a bicycle, how to buy a bicycle. In Lisa's case, she needs to practice her cheers so she can be selected as a cheerleader.
Well, maybe you don't have to practice. Maybe I could just be lucky.
Do you believe in luck,
well,
Lisa?
Well, sure. Sometimes I have good luck and sometimes I have bad luck.
I always have bad luck.
Luck is something you create, something you make happen.
You mean I make bad luck happen to me?
Well, Spokes, you create luck, good and bad. Luck just isn't something that happens as a matter of chance. You have to make it happen. You can make bad luck happen, or you can make good luck happen.
That's very good, Tommy.
Wow, I never thought about luck like that. I guess I always just thought that you didn't have to do anything, that you either just had good luck or you had bad luck.
Oh, dear. I had good luck once, but my luck turned out to be a flat tire and a bent wheel.
Well, good luck or bad luck, yeah, I guess you do have to make it for yourself. Well, I've just been hoping and wishing that I get to be your cheerleader, but you know, want to know a secret? I never thought I would be selected as a cheerleader. I never really believed in myself.
Well, Lisa, what can you do to become a cheerleader? Do you really, really want to be a cheerleader?
Yeah, Friendly Mirror, more than anything in the whole world.
That's all she talks about.
Lisa doesn't know how to talk about anything else. It's cheerleading this, it's cheerleading that. I can't get any peace and quiet around here because Lisa is always chattering about how she wants to be a cheerleader.
Now, Lisa, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in yourself enough to do something about becoming a cheerleader?
Yeah, I do. Now I see that I could be a great cheerleader. Well, all my doubts were just simply because I was scared. I was afraid to try. That's why I didn't practice.
So what can you do now?
Well, I'm going to practice every day, and I'm going to use the movies of my mind to see myself doing cheers. I know I can be good. I know I can be a cheerleader.
Oh, dear. I'll never get any peace and quiet.
Now, folks, what can you do about getting a new bicycle?
I can't do anything. The Tooth Fairy's on vacation, and besides, I never get anything.
Let's start from the beginning, folks.
Oh, I wish I could start from the end. It's all over for me.
Do you want a bicycle, Spokes?
Yeah, just like Tommy's new one. I don't want a flat tire or a bent rims. You can keep that one.
Oh, no, you better fix my bike.
What are you going to do about Tommy's broken bike, Spokes? Are you going to accept responsibility for what you did?
Yes, I suppose I'm going to fix it. And really fast, or I'm going to be broken.
Good. I know Tommy will appreciate the fact that you're being responsible by fixing his bike.
I will respect you a lot more if you take care of my bike.
Okay, Tommy. I promise I'll fix it.
Now, what about your bikes, folks? First of all, do you believe that you can have it?
Well, yes. I think so anyway.
Okay. I want you to believe that you really deserve it. And I want you to give up hoping and wishing.
That's all I know is hoping and wishing.
Rather than hoping and wishing, you can do something about getting your new bicycle.
Oh, dear, what can I do? I've looked everywhere for that bicycle. I looked in the park. I looked in the woods. I even looked in a store.
Hey, Spokes, have you ever looked in a garage sale?
I don't want to buy a garage. I want a bicycle.
Oh, Spokes, people have garage sales when they want to sell things that they no longer use. You might find a bicycle at a garage sale.
Hey, wait a minute. I saw Mrs. Fitzsimons putting up a lot of things in her garage and on her front porch and lawn. She had a great big sign up, which said, garage sale.
Yeah, that's a great place to look. You might even find a bicycle there, Spokes.
Well, I'm going to go and find out.
Spokes left in a hurry because he could hardly wait to look for his bicycle at the garage sale. Mrs. Fitzsimons had lots of children and grandchildren. Spokes was sure that there would be a bicycle there for him that the children could no longer use. Spokes thought this was fun. He was going to do something about getting a bicycle. No more wishing and hoping. 10 minutes later, Spokes came home very excited.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
What, Spokes? What are you so excited about?
Lisa and Tommy looked out the window and saw a nice green bicycle in the driveway. And it had a sign on it which read, Spokes Bicycle.
It may not be a red one, but it sure is pretty. It's a real pretty green. It's the same color as the grass, see?
Spokes was so proud of his bicycle. But Tommy was confused, and so was Lisa. They knew Spokes went to the garage sale, but where did he get the money for his green bicycle?
Hey, Spokes!
What, Lisa?
How did you pay for the bicycle?
Yeah, you don't have any money.
Well, you know what I did? I went to Mrs. Fitzsimons' garage sale, and there was my beautiful green bike. I told Mrs. Fitzsimons I loved that bike more than anything. I told her I didn't have any money.
What happened?
Mrs. Fitzsimons needs a babysitter for little Ricky. She said I could earn the money for the bicycle.
She asked you to babysit?
She sure did, and I start tonight.
So you earned your bicycle.
I sure did, and not only that, I'm going to take the wheels off my bike and put it on your bike, Tommy. Then I'm going to save up the money and get wheels fixed so I can put them on my bike. I feel great. It's a lot better than wishing and hoping. From now on, I'm going to make things happen. I do believe in myself.
Tommy and Lisa are very proud of Spokes. Aren't you proud of Spokes, too? He took responsibility for breaking Tommy's bike, so now he's going to fix it. Do you take responsibility when you break something? Taking responsibility means that you help to fix what you broke. And the best part is that you'll make someone very, very happy, and you will become even better friends. Tommy likes Spokes even more because he respects Spokes. This means he feels very good about Spokes for taking responsibility to fix his bike. Spokes learned another very important lesson. He learned that hoping and wishing means that you don't really believe in yourself. In fact, hoping and wishing means that you are hoping that someone or something else will come to your rescue. Sometimes people spend their whole lives just hoping and wishing. They wish they had a new car, a bigger house, a better job, more friends, more clothes. It goes on and on and on. And most of the time, these people are very sad because hoping and wishing will never give you what you want. Sometimes you can hear these people mumbling, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, I wish I had this, I hope I'll get it. There is only one person who can get what you want. Who is that person? That's right, it's you. You can do it. Decide on what you want, what you really, really want. Like Tommy, he wanted a new bike. He used the movies of his mind to see the bike every day. He also worked to earn money to buy the bicycle. Tommy did something about what he wanted. So instead of just wishing and hoping, do something. It's also very simple. The next time someone tells you they are hoping for this or wishing for that, just stand up very straight and ask them in a loud voice, well, what are you doing about it? And when you are just hoping and wishing, stand up very straight and ask yourself in a loud voice, well, what am I doing about it? You deserve to get what you want because you're special. So believe in yourself and do something about it. Always remember to ask yourself, well, what am I doing about it? When you begin doing something about it, you will have a lot of fun and excitement. It's amazing how many hopes and wishes can come true when you do something about it. friendly mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, spokes, Tommy, Lisa, boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first special word is me.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I believe in myself. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I believe in myself. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with spokes Tommy and Lisa. All together now.
I believe in myself.
One more time.
I believe in myself.
Now, our second special word is do.
Our friendly lesson is, instead of hoping and wishing, I do something. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. Instead of hoping and wishing, I do something. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with spokes Tommy and Lisa. All together now.
Instead of hoping and wishing, I do something.
One more time.
Instead of hoping and wishing, I do something.
Now, our third special words are effort and energy.
And our friendly lesson is, I will put effort and energy behind what I want. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I will put effort and energy behind what I want. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with spokes Tommy and Lisa. All together now.
I will put effort and energy behind what I want.
One more time.
I will put effort and energy behind what I want.
Very good. Now you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.